Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
We are going to talk about anticoagulation. You've picked a poem from the New England Journal that asks a really important question dealing with long-term anticoagulation. Let's start with just a little bit of background. Anticoagulation is clearly the mainstay of therapy for patients with VTE. VTE, venous thromboembolism, presents with two clinical presentations. One is of deep vein thrombosis, often referred to as DVTs, and the other is acute pulmonary embolism, or PE. Most patients with these VTEs are anticoagulated for a finite period, usually 3 to 12 months following a first episode. There are some patients who, for a variety of reasons, are at increased risk of recurrent thrombosis, and they are thought to benefit from longer, maybe even indefinite, anticoagulation. Again, we need to weigh the risks and the benefits. The benefits are clearly reducing the chance of VTE. The risks are all in the category, I think, of bleeding. We need to sort of have this risk-benefit discussion. The rationale for extending anticoagulation indefinitely is based on some pretty good long-term epidemiologic studies of recurrence after risk. And most of these studies, unfortunately, are not very well powered to assess mortality. So you've come up with an article published in the New England Journal in 2017. It begins on page 1211, and it attempts to address the question of what is the safest and most effective therapy for those patients who we want to extend treatment for VTE.
Yeah, this is the Einstein Choice Study, and I have no idea what that acronym stands for, but I'm sure it's tortured. You know, we need to invent software that generates acronyms automatically. I think that would maybe a need for that in the drug industry. Anyway, they had about 3,400 adults with symptomatic proximal DVT or PE. They had already gotten 6 to 12 months of anticoagulation with either a direct oral anticoagulant, a DOA, or a vitamin K antagonist like warfarin. Those who already required extended anticoagulation for some reason, some ongoing concern about coagulation, like cancer, were excluded. So a total of 3,400 patients were randomized to either get aspirin 100 milligrams daily, rivaroxaban 10 milligrams, or rivaroxaban 20 milligrams. And then they followed them for about a year. The three groups looked the same at baseline. About 60% of the VTEs were provoked, so there was some clear risk factor like a trip or surgery, post-op joint replacement, but 40% were unprovoked, and those are generally the higher risk patients. So this was a mix of patients who were at higher risk for recurrence because it's unprovoked and those who were provoked. So after 12 months, the main outcome that they looked at was a composite of symptomatic, recurrent, fatal, or non-fatal VT. So basically any symptomatic PE or DVT. And that was less common in the anticoagulation groups. It didn't matter. It was the same for the 10 versus a 20 milligram dose. So that's good to know. It was essentially number needed to treat of about 30 for both of those. So you treat 30 patients with rivaroxaban 10 milligrams instead of aspirin, and you prevent one clot over the course of a year. They did find that the major bleeding and clinically relevant non-major bleeding rates were similar. They were higher. You know, it may not have been statistically significant, but for example, major bleeding was 0.5% with 20 milligrams, 0.4% with 10, 0.3% with aspirin. So it was, you know, small difference. The non-major bleeding, similar pattern, essentially no difference though between the 10 milligram and aspirin groups. So the bottom line is that extended anticoagulation in patients with VTE does have some benefit. You have to treat 30 to prevent, a little over 30 to prevent one clot. That's, you know, an expensive proposition. Essentially, if it's a few thousand dollars a year for the drug times 30, you're talking probably $100,000 to prevent one of these clots. So that may be kind of borderline in terms of cost effectiveness. On the other hand, the harm seems relatively minimal, especially at the 10 milligram dose. So if you're going to do this, I think the 10 milligram dose makes the most sense. You get the full benefit and somewhat less bleeding risk.
Mark, was this an industry-sponsored trial?
Oh, you don't have to look. This was an industry-sponsored trial. On the bright side, at least they did compare it to aspirin, which was a question. There have been other studies that have looked at prolonged aspirin that did show a benefit to prolonged aspirin over placebo in preventing recurrent clots. I think another thing to remember, though, there was one study recently where they did this kind of an intervention where they had prolonged anticoagulation, and then they stopped it, and they compared the group that had the prolonged anticoagulation with the group that only had short-term a couple of years after this quit. And what happened was those who had been on the prolonged anticoagulation, who got an extra year or so, after in the following 2 years, they kind of caught up in terms of VTE. So by the end of the entire study period, there wasn't any difference. So the question is, how long do you continue this? Is something you have to continue indefinitely? That's, I think, still an open question. I think the guidelines, and looking at the guidelines still do not recommend routine long-term anticoagulation. I think they're going to be looking at studies like this and others to help guide us in the future, though.
Well, good. Remember, you heard it first here on this podcast. Anyways, thanks, Mark.
Sounds good.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.